Welcome back to Internet Frenzy.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Whitney.
And I'm Joe.
And we're in Internet Frenzy.
What's so funny about that?
There's literally nothing funny about it, Joe.
You know what's funny?
What?
We have a Christmas tree set up, and it is a couple days before Thanksgiving, currently.
That's like normal. That every girlie is going to understand that.
I mean, shout out to those that understand that, because it feels early for me. But I was just telling you this. Something about this holiday season, it feels like I'm feeling the vibes. Like I'm feeling like it's actually the season. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited for Thanksgiving.
I know, me too. It feels so magical. I feel like this Christmas, everything seems so much calmer. Joe and I have had like a crazy couple of years where literally life's just been spiraling and we felt like we've been drowning, to be honest. So to feel like we are catching our breath and everything is going great. Knock on wood right freaking now. Thank you. Oh, Woods, it was us. Don't bark.
New. We're new.
Yeah, there it is. There we go, spiraling. Here.
Well, it's going to take more than that to kill my mood.
Pancake, no one's here, bro. Our dogs are going nuts. Sorry, guys. Okay, anyways. Pancake, look, we were knocking. That's it.
No, you just wanted to keep them going.
Oh my gosh.
Welcome to the podcast, Pancake. Okay, are you going to do the recap of last week?
Yes, I am. Okay. Last week's episode was so fun, and it was fun having you guys vote on what theme. We needed to do that more often on our stories on Instagram and have you guys vote what theme of the episode you want us to do. But so last week's episode was Family Secrets Revealed. The four stories were my aunt faked her death, and I just found out why. Second story, it was revealed my dad had a secret other family and now there's drama. I effed up by talking about a family secret my mother told me as a child. And am I the a-hole for being upset my sister has been in a secret relationship with my sister for 2 years? Which one do you think was the fake?
I don't remember now. It feels like so long ago.
I know. It's been a couple weeks since we've filmed an episode. But the fake was, and this one popped off on Instagram. Everyone was loving this one. So I got to toot my own horn. Toot, toot. My aunt faked her death, and I just found out why. And technically, it wasn't the aunt that faked her death. It was the grandma that faked the aunt's death. So everyone on Instagram was commenting that and being like, no, that this isn't true. The title's misleading, blah, blah, blah. That's I'm like, so oh, I didn't even catch that from ChatGPT.
I remember noticing that. I remember noticing the discrepancy when I was listening to your story and thinking like, oh, chat.
See, I should have been better about that one. But a lot of people didn't get it thinking that was the fake. So I did pretty good.
There was a couple of other crazy ones. The friend dating the little sister.
For 2 years, secretly.
2 years. That was a real story. That's crazy.
Crazy. And the parents not telling the son. That's so messed up. But anyways, I am so excited for this week's episode because, of course, Thanksgiving's coming up like ASAP this week. And we are really looking forward to it. We love Thanksgiving. We get to spend time with our families on both sides. And it's just really fun. And I gain 5 pounds every year. It's terrible.
5 pounds?
At least.
From Thanksgiving?
Yes, I go crazy.
It's fine. I lose 5 pounds because I play quarterback in the Turkey Bowl.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm just kidding. But I'm excited. We're also going to do the Mount Rushmore of Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, that's going to be really fun. We'll do that at the end of the episode, though. Then. So let's get
into your horses.
Let's get into this week's episode. Joe, kick it off for us.
The title is Humans Going Feast Mode.
Let's go.
Let's freaking go feast mode. I'm ready for a feast.
Same.
So to get this baby kicked off, there's going to be a little bit on the positive, a little bit on the negative, just general Thanksgiving stories. So I turned to the subreddit, Ask Reddit, for a Thanksgiving post. And the question that was posed was, so who ruined Thanksgiving this year? And this is from last Thanksgiving.
Oh.
So just a couple of good comments to get us kicked off in the Thanksgiving mood.
I like it.
This is great. This is the very first one on the thread. The very first comment says, One niece says to another, "At least I know who my dad is," while playing a version of Cards Against Humanity.
Hmm.
Just some nice holiday banter. Can you imagine?
I don't get it. I'm not going to lie.
It's exactly what it sounds like. So it's just conversation. You get the family all together. They're playing a game. And one of them, like, could you imagine saying to your cousin, like, you're joking around, like, "Well, at least I know who my dad is," if they didn't know, like, if they were, their dad was out of their lives.
Like, if I'm in a game against my cousin and I'm like, "At least I know who my dad is." Like, what's
the only
ruining Thanksgiving?
That's
just banter.
Okay. Unless you didn't have a dad. Can you imagine? Your dad was not a part of your life.
Yeah, but who knows what their kind of banter and their humor and like how their family jokes? Because I could definitely see a family member saying something funny like that. You don't think so?
It's the fact that how uncomfortable is that going to make the whole family if she actually doesn't know her dad? Like, it's not that deep. It's just like a very simple, like.
It's not that deep.
It's really not that deep. It's
okay, just, continue.
It's just not the types of things that you would want to hear. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I need to fix my mentality here. This isn't like funny thread. This isn't a funny thread. This is like this is how my Thanksgiving got ruined.
Correct.
Okay, sorry. Let me change it because I'm sitting here like that's not that funny, but it's not funny. Okay, yeah, here we go.
It's not funny. It ruined somebody's Thanksgiving.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so this one's kind of you'll understand this one.
Oh gosh.
My daughter showed up 3 weeks early a few days ago, and doctor said she's still developing, so we shouldn't really take her anywhere outside of our home for a few weeks. I unfortunately had to cancel all plans of traveling out to my dad's, then out to my mom's, then over to the wife's parents' house. It was tragic. The wife and I and the baby were forced to stay home alone, watching Christmas movies, making an ad hoc Thanksgiving dinner, and laughing and having a great time, peacefully, alone. P.S. Best Thanksgiving ever.
There we go.
So the baby's born earlier than they expected.
Yeah.
Throws off all the plans and they get to have Thanksgiving at home with their brand new baby.
See, that sounds great. But also the only thing I would need on top of that to make it an actually good Thanksgiving is like people dropping off a ton of Thanksgiving food for me. It's like postpartum. You don't want to like cook a freaking Thanksgiving meal.
That's his. He said that they threw together an ad hoc Thanksgiving dinner, which.
What does that mean?
Ad hoc. I mean, it's kind of like your best effort, I think. Just kind of put That's together what you can.
Not good enough. It's not good enough for me, but I'm glad they had a good time.
You just want to be the villain in the stories, don't you?
Continue.
All right. There's a couple of other ones. This one, I feel like you'll appreciate this one.
Okay.
My cousin's new girlfriend who brought her own Tupperware to my family's house and proceeded to, unasked, scrape most of the leftovers into her containers. You could have heard a pin drop. I think my uncle almost launched across the kitchen. It was priceless and will go down in family Thanksgiving history.
Stop it. I can't even imagine. Can you imagine? I'm your girlfriend. I've been to your family's Thanksgiving when I was a girlfriend. Don't make it.
Let's say our cousin.
I showed up at your mom's house with a Tupperware. That's so good. That's so good. I cannot even imagine. Can you imagine like Isaiah and Marley? Marley's dating Isaiah and comes to my family's Thanksgiving and has Tupperware in her bag.
Marley just like pulls out a collapsible, like a Russian doll. There's like honestly, four different ones. They're all a bit smaller.
Like compartmentalized. Honestly, I'd respect it so much. Like if that was Marley, I'd be like, dude, hell yeah, that's genius.
I feel like Marley will probably never hear this, but that is a Marley thing. I could see Marley doing that.
Really?
Could you not?
No.
Nah, maybe.
Now I could. Now she's like in the fam. But I don't think like as a girlfriend. Just
not as a girlfriend.
First Thanksgiving, bringing Tupperware. Honestly, it's genius. I probably should do that this year.
I'm gonna go ahead and veto that. On your behalf, on our behalf, no.
That's so smart, though.
Nope, nope, nope.
Okay, I won't, but I want to.
So this thread is great. If you want some entertainment ahead of Thanksgiving, go look at all the crazy Thanksgiving posts. But
that's funny.
Here's another one.
Okay.
My roommate's mother's parrot who kept biting everyone. You go to Thanksgiving what? And a parrot is just like...
Ew. Okay, one, I wouldn't even eat the food. Birds gross me out so much. I think, no, that's messed up. I know. But there's people out there that like, if I, because I have dogs, and people close to me won't eat my food because I have dogs in my house. That's messed up, right? But also, if there were birds in someone's house, I probably wouldn't eat their food.
So you can't be offended by the same thing that you would turn around and do.
No, I'm not offended.
I don't care.
Sad because I'm a good cook, though. So I'm like, oh, you're missing out on my good food. But I also understand, like, I don't want dog hair in my food either. Frick.
Yeah. I just don't want to get bit by a parrot.
Okay, back to that. You're right.
Not so much about, like, the parrot doesn't have to take a dump in my food. I just don't want to get bit by it.
Oh, is there any more?
Of course. It doesn't end. I'll read two more. This one says, not sure who, but we were walking our dogs when the police pulled up down the street and started yelling, get down, get down. We saw a dude spill out of a house followed by about 10 family members, all of them just screaming at him. Cops were arresting him, and some of the family started trying to kick the crap out of the dude, so they got arrested too. By the time it was done, there were about 5 or 6 police cars and about as many family members in cuffs. Edit. For those who were wondering, all I can figure out is that, yes, several of the family had already been in jail for meth. I didn't proofread this. The one who was getting arrested and beaten, according to word on the street, was disinvited to Thanksgiving after essaying one of the family members, or attempting to.
Ew.
He decided to reinvite himself by breaking through the back door, which explains why the cops were spilling out from the backyard, too. Can't stress enough the importance of getting an invitation to Thanksgiving. Don't just show up unannounced, especially if any of those parameters apply to you. You're going to have to skip this year.
Oh, my gosh.
That's fun. That's eventful. Could you imagine walking the dogs down the street and you just see this whole ordeal?
Okay, this isn't during Thanksgiving, but when we lived in our apartment,
we hear some commotion. This is in our old place, and we lived in a not quite such a good part of town at this time. But we hear like yelling and like something that definitely sounded out of the ordinary.
Yeah, scary.
And I go to the door, and we had a fresh baby. How old was our kid? Like,
oh, not baby. And we have a one bedroom apartment, so we're literally in our living room, and the front door's right here, and we're sitting on the couch, so it's like
walls are thin.
Yeah,
you can hear everything. Well, not everything. You can hear like commotion.
Yeah.
And there's the way it was set up was there was our door and then our neighbor's door were right next to each other, and they were facing two other doors, so there's this hallway that connects the two. And long story short, the neighbors that lived directly across from us, they had a history. There were people in and out. We'll just say it like that. It was, we weren't too sure about, like, we didn't always feel safe. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
After we hear this commotion, I look through the peephole and I literally see my neighbor holding a gun, and he's facing my door, and I can see his entire body in the frame going like this, holding the gun, pointing it at somebody. And I'm like, oh, I just like back up from the door. I'm like, someone's about to get shot in front of our door. Like, this is not good.
He's like, he has a gun. He has a gun. I was like, what? What's going on?
Yeah, like
freaking out.
Maybe or something.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we hear the commotion going back and forth. I stay inside and no gunshots were fired. Ended up being the nephew of the guy that lived there. And it was pretty crazy.
Yeah, they were also the neighbors that they set their apartment on fire, their oven on fire in their apartment. And the man, the dad, and he was like scrawny, skinny guy, literally ripped the oven out of the thing because they panicked. They didn't know how to set the fire out or whatever.
It was an oil fire. They tried to set it out, and there was just like crap all over the range. And
crazy scary. He dragged that, we were hearing screaming, and he literally opened his door and he dragged the fire. How am I? I'm explaining this terribly. The burning fire oven and dragged it out. And there was black char, like scrapes everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know how long the thing was burning for, but he had dragged it out into like that middle walkway that I just described.
Yeah, right in front of our door.
As firefighters are showing up. So whoever, I think his wife probably called the police because they just thought their house was going to burn down. They couldn't get this thing out. And yeah, he went Hulk. He went beast mode and dragged that thing out. And it was. Heavy. There was like char marks where he dragged it out into the curb. He wasn't going to let all, because we had neighbors above us too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He wasn't going to let all 8 units just go up in flames.
That's so scary. No, yeah, he went beast mode. Talk about feast mode.
feast mode, beast mode.
He grabbed that oven and they couldn't cook the rest of the night.
And just imagine, that was probably just like some bacon. It was on too hot and like.
Frick.
I don't know.
Frick. Well.
Okay, last one on this is, and then I'm done.
Okay.
Somebody's comment says, my favorite part of Thanksgiving is logging into Reddit and spending hours reading about other people's Thanksgiving drama.
Wow. There's people out there that really do that. Like, our whole podcast is based off us reading Reddit stories all the time. But I can't imagine during Thanksgiving reading Reddit stories.
Yeah, me either.
You're much more of a Reddit guy than I am.
It's just, yeah, there's some of us like to consume the content. It's just,
yeah, you're more of a consumer. I'm more of a, what is it?
Creator.
Creator. Thank you.
But I'm also a creator too. Like, I like the creating.
Yeah, you like both. I don't like consuming. That was a fun thread, Joe. Thanks for entertaining us with that. We're going to go on to my story, which is story number two.
That's why you pay me the big bucks.
Am I the a-hole for telling my husband there is a no football rule on Thanksgiving? That's messed up.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, but here we go. So I, 38F, host Thanksgiving every year because my family is huge, like 50 plus people. Cousins, 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 everyone's kids running around, the whole thing. It's loud, chaotic, and honestly, the only holiday I actually enjoy. My husband, 40M, is a good guy, but he and the other men in my family turn into zombies anytime football is on. They disappear into the living room, pile onto the couch, and stay there all day. Every year, it ends up being the woman cooking, serving, cleaning, and managing 20-plus kids while the guys are glued to the TV, supervising from the couch. This year, I told him I wanted Thanksgiving to be a no-football day. Just this one day. I said we have people coming in from out of state, tons of kids to keep safe, and honestly, I'm tired of feeling like I'm running a free daycare while he gets to watch three games back to back with his uncles. He got really annoyed and said Thanksgiving is football and that I'm messing with tradition. I told him he can watch highlights later. And he said if I turn off the game this year, he'll just go to the bar instead because at least they won't police him. We argued for a bit and now he's sulking like I disinvited him from the whole holiday. My family hasn't heard about the rule yet, and I'm already dreading being the one who has to announce it. Am I the a-hole for trying to enforce a no football Thanksgiving so everyone, including the guys, helps out and actually participates?
Did you write this?
No.
Did you post this?
No, I love when the guys watch football. I love watching the football.
Look. Here's the problem.
That's
was this
wild.
So this was this recent? This is about this Thanksgiving?
Yes. This was posted a week ago.
Oh no.
Yeah, everyone's going nuts.
So here's the problem.
Yeah.
The lineup of games this year is really good.
What's the lineup?
The matchups they're just really good matchups. We have like the Chiefs Cowboys. Okay.
Lame.
Chiefs have to win. Both teams have to win, kind of surging. Lots of fans. Going to score some points. It's going to be fun. What else do we have? We have the Lions always play. They have to play. Is it Lions-Rams? Is that what it is? That's it. That's a killer matchup. Then the day after, we also have Eagles-Bears. It's a very good slate of NFL games.
Mm.
So it's not like it's the old crappy Lions playing some other crappy team. Like, they're good games. So, sorry to the ladies, but the men, the sports fans, are going to be watching football.
Of course. That's part of Thanksgiving. There has to be football on.
Well, yeah. I don't understand why it has to be so extreme. Why does she have to be like, no football? TVs are off.
Well, that's the thing. Is not only is it the husband that's going to have to be punished, it's all of the men. Can you imagine showing up to a Thanksgiving? Someone else is hosting and they're like, yeah, no TVs.
Yeah, they're like,
no football.
She's mad because she cooked. She said no TV.
No one's going to want to go the next year after that because their husbands are going to be like, absolutely not. Yeah. I'm hosting.
I don't know. This is a bad deal because I don't really care who it is. I'm going to be giving them grief.
Yeah, you
I'm going to be talking smack. I'm going to be like, oh, so like, Jerry, what? You're not helping out around the house? Like, tell you what, I volunteer to help Jerry do the dishes after we're done if we can turn the football game on. Is that okay with you, Karen?
What's going to end up happening is one of the guys is going to have an iPad or like a phone, and they're all going to be huddled in the corner watching on their phone.
100%.
Like, you can't escape the fact that men want to watch football.
And, like, what else? All we want to do on the day that we don't have to do anything is eat a bunch of food and then let your brain just focus on the dumb football that doesn't matter at all.
Yeah, I do understand what she's trying to say is, like, the women are the ones that are more involved with the kids on Thanksgiving while the men can just shut off their brains and watch football.
Yeah, but don't you guys like that?
No, that's not really fair. No, I want to sit down and chat with my cousin friends and eat and not care about where my kid is.
Well, lucky for you, that's exactly what you're going to do while I watch football and periodically go and check on our kid and make sure she's still good.
Yeah, you're really good at multitasking, kind of.
No, I'm actually the worst at multitasking. My first priority is my child, but yeah. I can watch and, like, let a few minutes pass without checking on her.
I will say, like, I want to give her the benefit of the doubt too, because when you are hosting, that makes it even more stressful. And so
that
does, like, add something to it. Like, she doesn't want any of the kids to get hurt and she needs help.
Yeah, she just needs to tell the husband, hey, have your fun, watch your game, but I really need you to help with cleaning up this year. Or I really need you to do X, Y, and Z. Like, I need you to be involved.
Yeah, but I think it's more about during the party. She wants her kids to be watched over and she doesn't want to feel like she has to do it and host. Because when you're hosting, you're having to, like, help with the food. You're like, if the rolls are empty, you got to add more. Like, there's crap you got to do when you're a host.
And if you don't like hosting, then don't volunteer, bro.
No, there's a difference. I think most women, there's not one host out there that loves hosting but doesn't get a little overwhelmed while hosting. Everyone gets overwhelmed when they're hosting. You see me before I host, I'm like, we gotta clean the whole house, hurry.
Yeah, and I'm like, we live here. And people know we live here, and this is what a house looks like when it's lived in.
No, you gotta look like it's not lived in.
Yeah, you gotta make it look like it's
perfect.
Yeah, like we are just the cleanest people. Yeah. Like, we don't ever have a mess anywhere.
Yeah, like every blanket is folded at all times.
Yeah, because we don't use them. They just sit there.
Oh my
god. The blankets, you guys.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, you love quick that insert. One.
Don't edit this out.
I'm not. Go.
Shout out to weighted blankets. Yesterday I put this baby on. Didn't have to work, didn't have to do anything after I, like, woke up them in the morning. Crushed a bowl of cereal, laid on the couch, put this on, first time in a while, and I took a nap for like 3 hours. It was absurd. Went to a different dimension, all because of a weighted blanket. I'm a big believer. So if you have a weighted blanket you want to give me it.
All right. So there is a couple comments. So this one says she's not the a-hole. If you're hosting 50 plus people, you shouldn't be the only one actually working. Football basically sidelines half the adults from helping. It's reasonable to ask for everyone to be present for one day.
Present.
Yeah.
Do you know what present looks like for us guys? Like, you guys are all chatty Cathy, just talking about who knows what, your nails and whatever you like to talk about. Whatever. You're always, like, making jokes and you're all probably talking about sex and stuff. That's what you all talk about.
Oh my gosh.
This is just facts of life.
You want to know what we talk about?
You know what the guys talk about?
What?
Football. The standings. We talk football. About. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, the Ravens, they were 1-5. Now they're 6-5, and they're the odds on favorite to win the AFC North. It's like, if you don't have football, we're still just going to talk about football. And then after about 5 minutes, we're going to be like, wait, why isn't the game on? Like, hey, let's turn the game on. Where's the power button on this TV? I'm going to go pushing it. I'm going to be hitting input. I'm like, who's got the remote? Somebody's going to have to tell me that the games are off limits.
Oh, my God.
And that's not even to be disrespectful. What does being present look like? I guess I'm underestimating the whole, like, watching the kids. If it's like a backyard with a fence.
But do you feel like he's being a little dramatic about being like, I'm going to go to the bar if I can have football in there?
Yes.
Like, F my family time, I'm going to the bar.
Yes.
That's kind of an issue.
That's not cool. I would not do that.
You would just be in the bathroom on your phone.
No, I wouldn't take no for an answer. It'd be like, hey, there's a compromise here. I'll do whatever you need me to do to help. I really will.
But the TV's bang on. You want me to prep?
Fine.
Yeah.
You want me to take stuff down? Fine.
Yeah.
Anything else? I'll put a leash on my kid and watch the game and the kid can just play around the couch.
Oh my God.
No, but I there's always a compromise to be had. Football on Thanksgiving, I'm not giving that up.
Okay, so this one's a you're the a-hole. It's Thanksgiving. Football's literally part of the holiday for a lot of families. Asking every guy in the house to give it up completely is going to feel controlling, not collaborative. So that's true.
Any other comments you want to share?
No. I mean, there's tons, but they're all, it's honestly a mix, which is surprising. There's a lot of not the a-hole ones, and it's a lot of women.
Oh, surprise.
Yeah, they're all for it. There's not one guy so far that I'm looking at that says all the guys are going hard on her.
Of course.
Yeah. They're like, you're freaking crazy.
You know, to just take away what makes the holiday.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, okay, fine. No football, no Black Friday shopping.
There you go. You don't
get to go to Target.
Yep. You better be present with your kids that day.
Uh-huh. While we all just sit presently and look at each other.
Exactly. So anyways, that's my story. Let's go to the third one.
That's a good one. I wanted to switch gears and try to look for like just something that felt good. Something mm-hmm. that inspired some gratitude. It's not necessarily Thanksgiving related, but in the spirit of being grateful. It's not all doom and gloom in the world. Right, there's a lot of good stuff going on, and it's all about where we put our attention. And this one, I stumbled across this post. This was originally posted on Tumblr, and somebody took screenshots and posted it on Reddit. And the title is On the Kindness of Strangers.
Oh, cool.
The prompt says, tell me a soft memory. And this person responded and said, we would find out later I had burned off my entire cornea, about 65% of my eye. My doctor told me it is the organ with the highest concentration of nerve endings, and I was in an amount of pain that cannot be spoken.
Ouch.
And I was blind. For the first time in my life, I was totally blind. I kept thinking about reading, about writing, weirdly just once about driving. We had no idea if I would ever see again. Just like that, my entire life was different. It's a strange place to reference for a soft memory to begin here, but my siblings were taking excellent care of me. There was a moment in the hospital where, just through bad luck and timing, both of them had to step away for a moment. I was crying at that point, not emotionally. For 3 days after this, I would still be crying, my tears, like a mermaid's, a frothy pink with blood.
Ooh.
Yeah, kudos to them for articulating it that way. This person's in a lot of pain. My brother worried about leaving me. He had another just as bad emergency. I got her, someone said. Don't worry. A soft hand held mine, and she started talking. Her name was Jess. She has a wife named Clyde. They live a few blocks up the street. Clyde fell down, but the x-ray seemed to be coming back better than expected. Jess says she's got long dark hair and more wrinkles than an elephant. Jess describes every chair in the room and every person. She talks about her two kids and her cats and her favorite memories from college. A doctor came. I had to switch to a different waiting room. I tried to stand up to follow the voice. I found Jess's hand following me. She didn't let go. She kept talking the whole way. Lamp to your left. Just a few more steps. Okay, to your right is the ugliest painting. Good. Now a little more walking straight. You got it, baby. In the new silence of the next room, she sat me down and called my brother for me, telling him where we'd gone to. And she stayed there for a bit, just chatting, her voice echoing in the eerie quiet, gently describing the room to me. And then someone was rude. From the sound of the voice, a kid, I think. Why is she crying? She just lost her vision, Jess said. She can't see. Oh, said the kid. That's scary. The kid tells me he is here because he has pee stuck up his nose. That makes me laugh. His mom groans. She tells me about the kid. He's 6. He likes Paw Patrol and eating cheese. About herself and about moving from California. Jess says she's sorry, but she has to leave now. She's got to go check on her wife. Don't worry, says the mom. I got her. And then I felt her hand press into mine. For hours like that, I am taken care of by strangers, each person just talking with whatever comes to their mind. Not for any reward or celebrity or real reason, I guess, just because I'm scared and alone and in the hospital and blinded and need to be distracted. Not everyone even got told the story. They would just pick up in the silence with, oh, by the way, the television is playing HGTV. Do you like that kind of thing? Yeah, me too, but could never quite get into those open floor plans, I'll tell you. By the time my brother is able to come back, the room is buzzing. We talk to each other like old friends, laughing, cracking jokes about, if you don't like hospital food, wait until you get on an airplane and can't believe I'm up past 2 a.m. What a party animal I'm becoming. I'm holding the hands of someone named Drew who likes my crow tattoo and making crochet snails. There are many dark moments full of pain in this world. This, in the low of absolute dark, absolute pain, people find a way to paint in it anyway. The color splash of their voices, this triumphant, radiating kindness of, let's be here together. Let me help you. Let's keep going. I never saw their faces. I can't remember many of their names, but I think about them often in the way we all took a deep breath and did something gentle amongst the pain.
Aww.
I thought that was sweet.
That's really sweet. I love that.
Kudos to Jess, first of all. Like, she understood the assignment right away.
Mm-hmm.
Putting her arm around OP, who can't see anything. That's a terrifying thought in and of itself. But she was like, yeah, I'll tell you everything.
I know.
Describing the chairs.
I know.
Having a sense of humor. Oh, yeah, lamp to your left, ugliest painting in the world on your right. Be glad you can't see it. Like,
I love that.
And I think we as humans do more of that.
Yes.
Than we realize. And if we're not, I think that there's great value in looking for those opportunities.
Yep, exactly.
Looking for them, looking to do them, looking for when they come up in your life. When is somebody going out of their way to be kind to you? Probably happens more than we realize. It's all about perspective.
Like yesterday, our buddy Joel, he knocked on our door and stopped by and he handed us homemade Oreos. They were delicious. His wife made them. So also shout out to Brie. They were so good. That was an act of kindness for sure.
That's really cool. I was doing some work for a guy today, and this guy that I just met for the first time, taking care of his pool for months, he just gifted me, because I was there working, he gifted me a brand new extension cord. It's like a very heavy duty extension cord. He told me it's $150. Still got the zip tie around it. It's brand new. Kind thing to do.
Yeah, it's super nice.
Didn't have to give me it. Like, just looking for some way to express his appreciation for the work I was doing.
Yeah.
And I mean, wasn't lost on me. Tried to do a really good job, leave his yard nice. So, anyways.
Something I really love, especially during, like, I feel like it only really happens during, like, Christmas season. But it's when you're in, like, a drive-thru, and so the person in front of you pays for yours. Oh, my gosh. That's happened to me twice, and I cried both times. Like, it's, like, something so simple, but, like, I was so happy and excited, and then you just pay it forward, and I did the card behind me. But there was one year where I was pretty broke, and so I pulled up to the front. I'm like, how much is the cars behind me? And they're like, oh, it's like 12 something. I'm like, perfect, I'll do it.
That's so funny. I mean, you have to. It's smart to check, you know?
Could you imagine? It's like $64. Right? What about the car behind that car?
Yeah, like, can you not tell them that this whole thing is going on? I love hearing about stuff like that, and it's motivating to me. It makes me want to do more of those types of things because it makes you feel good, and you never know who really needs it. When was the last one? It was, oh yeah. Do you remember we were in Cafe Rio?
Oh yeah.
And the guy just like.
And we were like financially like not great at that point. And he literally, it was me and Joe and our daughter. And we go to check out and he's like, I got this. And he handed the girl the card. And that was our first time eating out in a long time because money was so, so tight. We were really struggling.
So go out and do something for somebody. Somebody came to mind just even thinking about that story. Shoot them a text message, buy them a sandwich. I don't know. Do something.
No, really. It goes such a long way.
It does. It goes a long way. And I've got a laundry list of people that I could reach out to or, you know, send $100 to or whatever.
Oh.
Don't worry. You're on the very top of my list.
Yeah. You can send me $100, honey.
Yeah, I do that every time.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, here's my story, and this is the last one. So this is true off my chest. I hate Thanksgiving. In 3 days, a bunch of people are going to be at my house, none of which I invited, and some of which I don't even know. Thanksgiving is my mom's favorite holiday because she's social and she loves doing things for others. For several years, she's been disabled, which means that getting the groceries, cooking the food, cleaning the house, serving the guests, looking after everyone, and cleaning up afterwards falls on me. I am not a social person, and while I'm good at faking it, doing so is very draining. Now, add in other annoyances like having to lock my dogs up for the day because some of the people coming don't like dogs. Plus, one of her former students is a smoker, and just being around someone who smokes instantly gives me a day-long headache. My mom raised me by herself and was the best mother I could have asked for, so even giving a hint of my frustration would ruin her favorite holiday because she would never ask me to do this if she knew how much it bothered me. She's emotionally fragile as a result of needing other people to do things for her when she had always been the caregiver before. I can't and won't say anything about how I'm feeling because I want her to be happy. But I needed somewhere to vent because I've been cranky lately and it's affecting the people I'm around. Best wishes to other introverts going through the same struggle during the holiday season.
Oh, is that you?
I am not an introvert. I feel like I'm more of an extrovert, but I also feel like I am an introvert because I don't like going out. Like, I don't like really being around people. I'd rather be by myself.
Yeah.
So what am I?
Confusing.
I'm a confused child.
No, confusing. I don't know. I think you are more of an introvert just because when it comes to how you process going through life, your battery doesn't get recharged by being extroverted or interacting with people. Somehow it's recharged by
being alone.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You would think I'm more extroverted because I am so, when I am around people, I'm like fun and loud and super funny.
I was like, should I plug a laugh here? Should I be like, yeah.
Yeah, that would have helped, I think. Just like really kept the flow of this. But, you know.
No cherry.
You're never going to give me one of those.
No, you got to earn it. And then it always feels good. When you make me laugh, you're always like.
It's the best feeling when you make your husband laugh.
Once a year. Anyway.
Actually, it's even better making him cry. Just kidding.
All the time. So. In the spirit of like Thanksgiving and just kind of what we were just talking about. The only way OP really gets through it is if she thinks about what she is truly grateful for. This is just my take. And granted, I could be just like her. I could be the one that's like kind of Scrooge and bah humbug and like, oh, I hate this. I'm doing too much and blah, blah, blah. Her poor disabled mother is still with her.
Yeah.
She still gets to celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And if you have to keep reminding yourself that it's just about her and making sure she has a good day, I feel like that would be enough motivation for you to go to Costco and deal with the crowds or like do whatever things you have to do that nobody wants to do, but that are necessary for Thanksgiving.
Like, yeah, I get what you're saying. Just do it. But this lady, Majestic Jules, she said, I'm not social either, but also end up hosting. But a few things stand out that I would absolutely speak about. The dogs live there. It's their house. If someone doesn't like it, they don't have to come. It isn't their house. The second, and it's the most important, smokers smoke outside, no exceptions. Cigarette smoke stinks and gives me a headache. So basically, your home, your rules. And that's what Hottie Pop just said.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, yeah, your home, your rules. If people come over for a big gathering like that, I go dogs out, personally. This poor lady, what does she have to look forward to? Give her the best time. It's her favorite.
Yeah.
Go all out. Have all the people and just cherish.
Yeah.
That time that you get.
And I think she will. She said she's good at faking it. But I think just ultimately she wanted to come on here and just vent.
And there's science behind this. Just venting doesn't make anyone feel better. We all think it does.
Yeah.
You're essentially just watering the plant. You're just
feeding that energy. Yeah.
It's the very best thing that you can do is reframe it and tell yourself a different story.
I think that, but also, I mean, it is good to express how you feel and like what's actually going on. Cause like in our therapy, we do EFT therapy and we do need to talk about the good, bad, and ugly. And this is one of the ugly things for her.
I mean, that is fair. And that would help her. That would help her to connect. Like if she was lacking in connection, sharing the good, bad, and ugly would allow her walls to go down and draw her closer to another.
She's trying to vent to the whole entire internet. She's not going to feel much connection, probably, other than the connection of when you're feeling connected to someone, giving that same negative energy back, like validating your negative energy.
Right.
You know, and that's not the healthiest way to go about it. But anyways, those are the four stories. So now I really want to play a game with you to end the episode. We're going to be doing the Mount Rushmore of Thanksgiving foods. So let's get started. Joe, I was first last week, so I will let you do the honors and be first this week.
All right. Number one. So when I use it, you can't use it, sucka.
Yeah.
Candied yams.
Uh-huh.
Sweet potatoes. Sweet potato casserole, whatever you want to call it.
All right. Mine, green bean casserole.
Damn it. Damn it. That was my next one.
You better not say the rest of mine.
Okay. Well, if this is a contest, guys, so
scared.
One of us has to win. Next, I get homemade dinner rolls.
No! Oh, that was my next one. Oh, that is so devastating. Oh, shoot. All right. That sucks. That sucks bad. I'm going to go deviled eggs.
I like those. But you fumbled.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I already know what you're going to say next.
What? Oh, really?
Yeah, go.
What are you? Okay. Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Wow, you fumbled. I'm going to go creamed corn.
Oh, that's fine. That's a good one. It's not a staple, but I love creamed corn. I love the cranberry sauce with the turkey. Like, I don't even want turkey if I don't get some cranberry sauce. So I'm going cranberry sauce.
All right. I got to go with something pasta-ish. I'm going to go mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese?
Yeah. Tina's mac and cheese.
Whoever, if that's all you get for Thanksgiving.
No, it has nothing to do with a full meal. It's the top four best Thanksgiving foods. Which Mount Rushmore do you guys believe is the best Thanksgiving foods? We're like, let's say you only would eat two of the four of Joe's, but you would eat three of the four of mine, I win. That's like basically the version. So
yeah, you could just tell me.
The last one we did best candies. I won it. Everyone voted mine.
You guys.
So this one this year, or this Thanksgiving food one. Let's see.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
You're off your soapbox?
Yeah, kind of.
I can't believe you guys picked her. She put hot tamales on her freaking Mount Rushmore of candies. That's not candy. Don't even say anything else.
No.
Stop talking over me. Hot tamales are ass. Okay, they're disgusting.
Well,
they're
not candy. Have you ever put one up your ass?
They're disgusting.
It'll let
you
not
candy. Sorry, it's you're all invalid.
Suck my deviled eggs and let's end this episode.
Cool. Well, see you guys next week if I'm still alive.
Happy Thanksgiving, you guys. Joe, I'm thankful for you.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. Guys, I'm thankful for you. And I'm thankful for you too.
Thanks, babe. Love you guys. Internet frenzy on three. One, two, three. Internet frenzy.
Edit that out.